Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 5th of March, and I'm recording at 9:53 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, what have we got going on here today? Mixed stock markets here in the Asia-Pacific region. Start with those first. Japan remains quietly steady. Indices up between a quarter to half a percentage point here today. China has been weaker, and we've had the fourth consecutive day of hits to the downside here. That's taken the Hang Seng Index and the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index back to the lower side of its current trading ranges of the last couple of months at least, and it's also pulled the Shanghai Composite Index back a little bit from its highs. On average, those three indices are down just about 1% or slightly more in here today. China is a very enigmatic market. I've said that on a number of occasions in the past. Views are so widely divided, although that said, they're generally more bears than bulls in my experience. And maybe some insightful bears, but also there's a lot of fear of China and what that might do for other markets, both regionally and worldwide. So uncertainty certainly persists. Overall, though, I like the valuations. I like the fact that we seem to be consolidating the initial gains of a bull market environment for the Shanghai Composite Index, and I will take the bearish comments somewhat nervously as an encouraging contrary indicator. We will see, to point out the obvious. Now, India. Steadier overall, quiet gains in here today, under a quarter of a percentage point, but it's up near the higher side of its range here, despite yesterday's small downward dynamic, right near the region of the all-time highs, particularly for the Nifty 50 index. We also see, again, in the smaller markets that were formerly referred to as the little tigers, we see a little bit of softness here. Malaysia down the most, 1.07%, but declines in Singapore and also Thailand, Indonesia a fraction steadier, as is New Zealand. Looking at the European markets, well, I closed my spread bet longs, not any of my investment longs, but my spread bet longs 2 days ago, and that was clearly a mistake. We had one day's downward dynamics, and Germany's bounced back even stronger in the last 2 days, pushing through to new recovery highs, up over 1% in here today. And there are some other big gainers in here, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index, which I also had, was up almost 1% today, and they like what Mario Draghi is saying. And they also like that soft euro, because that just makes a lot of these, particularly the multinational companies in these countries, just even more competitive. And this is a time when currency competitiveness is quite important, given the all the competition that's taking place within the global economy. So Europe still looks good. It's still overbought in the short term. It needed more than one day to correct that to the downside. But it's receiving a lot of new money. That's basically the message here from the charts, because people had avoided it by the plague, like the plague, for several years, and that is definitely changing, or has changed. And I think this change can easily go on until we get the next bit of Grexit brinkmanship, or whatever. And that big quantitative easing, well, my goodness, we know what a powerful bull driver that is. And looking at North America, not a bad day here by Wall Street. Modest gains, generally under 0.25%, although the Nasdaq is slightly higher than that. Canada, again, modest gains. Also Mexico, Brazil, very small loss overall. In terms of government bond yields, and the U.S., I think yields are the ones that need to be watched most closely, and that's because it is by most views, and certainly my own included, it's the more developed economy in terms of this actual cycle that we are in the sense that it's of the economies, the developed economies that experienced sharp recessions, and they all did. The U.S. is a bit ahead of the rest in terms of recovering from this, and that's largely because Ben Bernanke, when he was chairman of the Federal Reserve, brought in the quantitative easing, which is now, well, Mario Draghi is commencing with that this month. A lot of people have said Mario Draghi was slow to do this. Well, not at all. He was prevented from actually doing it. But he battled away and eventually triumphed, and that QE is starting now. So better late than never, and the European stock markets are obviously benefiting from it, or the expectation of it. And Japan is also benefiting from its QE, and that's really quite important. So the world is not short of liquidity here, although there are plenty of bears around, and that can either frighten us to death. We should really be looking at the arguments, and some of the arguments are certainly interesting. I wouldn't be entirely dismissive, but I feel, perhaps unfairly, but I'll tell you what I feel, and that is that a lot of people have been so cautious or nervous about these markets that they have tended to run away from them. And that means that they have a vested interest in seeing a sharp pullback. Not least some of the hedge funds, which have lost heavily through their short positions, and they'd kind of like to get their own back here, so that makes them more pessimistic. And generally, people talk their book. If you've got a lot of bears around, then they have short positions and not so many long positions. On the other hand, if you notice an aggressive degree of bullishness among commentators, then that tells you that people are long and leveraged. So I think we still have a quite a cautious environment here right now, and that bodes well, I would say, despite the fact that we're bound to see some more choppy activity here overall. Okay, what about these government bond yields? And say the U.S. Has the most important ones to keep your eyes on. That 10-year yield pushed up to 2.11%, and it's still hovering around this 2% level. It looks to me like a consolidation, first because it rallied very sharply to get up to that 2%. And we've had a few more upward than rather than downward dynamics within the current ranging pattern, and that suggests that the next big move is more likely to be the upside than the downside. And I think that also makes sense because what people are assuming is the new normal, sort of on an indefinite basis, I feel is just a transitory period, again, a lengthy transitory period, which I've described as anything from minimum of 5 years to up to 10 years following a serious credit crisis recession. That's the type of situation we're in these developed economies and some good many of the developing economies. I think again, and also I think that people have also misread the deflation, and I maintain that there's a great deal of very positive, constructive deflation thanks to all the technological advances that have taken place. That's extremely, extremely important. Okay, so what else do we have to look at here? Currencies. Well, that dollar was mighty strong yesterday on the dollar index. It was mostly against the euro. And but that let's look at those currencies. The euro today, 1.1032, and it briefly broke below that 1.10 level, got down to 0.9741. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Correct all that. It did not get down that low. It got down to, I'm looking at a lot of numbers here on a big page. Here's the correct number, 1.1029. That was the low in here today. So it is down near that psychological 10 level. And a little bit oversold, yes, but the ECB is happy to see it lower. And the quantitative easing will help to keep it soft here generally. And sterling, we see that pull back here a little bit, or we have seen it pull back here, 1.5243. And the Australian dollar, 0.7781. So that's a little easier. As well. And among other currencies, the Indian rupee still reasonably steady, and the Chinese renminbi, well, it's been soft generally, no follow-through here today, so it's held up okay. Actually appreciated a tiny bit against the US dollar when I last looked in here today. But it is down to its lowest levels since 2012. Looking at the resources prices in here today, starting with precious metals, palladium a little bit lower, 827. Silver is 3 cents higher here, $16.19. Platinum is currently at 1179 and change. That's down a couple of dollars. And gold is also down a couple of dollars, 1198 and change. Industrial metals look like they're still soft in here. And copper, that U.S. copper is at 265.20 cents. The grains and beans are, well, wheat's down the most of these three. Soybeans and wheat down, corn up, but all very, very little, just a cent here. Currently 390 and a half. And crude oil, last but not least. Crude, a little softer. The WTI is just below 51 at 50.95. And Brent, that's just picked up here a tiny bit in the last few minutes. It's up 17 cents at 60.72. Okay. What's the big story here? Well, the commodities are still soft, and the dollar is still firm, and stock markets are still very steady. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.